I used to have this recurring dream that I was standing by an open door in the dark of winter. The cold breeze chilled my cheeks, and the wind whispered through my hair. Several huskies pulled a dog sled with a single man riding off into the distance, past the trees, around the frozen lake, until they disappeared over the horizon. A deep sense of sadness washed over me as I closed the door and welcomed the warmth of the wood stove and the smell of fresh-baked bannock. In the mid-80s, the North began to call me home to Yellowknife, where I was born and lived until I was 10 years old. I finally returned in 1987 when I began to dig deeper into my mother's story. My mother, Angie Mercredi Creer, was born in 1936 in Fort Resolution, the oldest community in the Northwest Territories, during the middle of the Great Depression, a North American heat wave, and World War II. She's the fourth of eight children born to Rose Tanatone, born in 1905, and Stan Mercredi, born in 1898. They were married in 1923 and led a traditional life between Fort Resolution and Russia River on the shores of Great Slave Lake in the Northwest Territories. Growing up, my mother rarely spoke about her childhood or family history in Fort Resolution, a National Historic Site of Canada. Family ties became disconnected when my parents separated in 1966. My mother moved from Yellowknife to Grand Prairie, Alberta, with three of my seven siblings I had at the time, Ken, Patsy, and Rhonda, while Judy, Janice, and I remained in Yellowknife with my father before rejoining her in 1967. Our brother Shane was in the Charles Council Hospital in Edmonton, recovering from an accident, until reuniting with us around 1968. From time to time, friends and relatives would visit our family in Grand Prairie and share stories during meals or socializing around the kitchen table while playing cards. It was not always clear to me exactly how we were related or how they fit into the historical timeline of my parents' lives. The older I became, the more I needed to learn about my family's history. Then in 1976, when Alex Haley's book, Roots, was published and followed by the 1977 television miniseries, I became inspired to trace my family tree. Haley used genealogical detective work to discover missing details of his family history. Around the same time, the local Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints advertised a course on how to trace your family tree. The ad in the local paper said it was open to the public, so I signed up. The course pointed me in the right direction for a lifetime of genealogical research, tracing my family history using a variety of genealogical research documents, such as historical records, official and unofficial, census records, vital records, birth, marriage, death certificates, questionnaires, stories, both written and oral, and archival records of several public organizations to complete my family tree. Since moving to Grand Prairie, Alberta, my mother has dedicated more than five decades of her life to helping Métis women reclaim their traditional matriarchal and matrilineal roles in education, love of family, history, and culture. She has used her gifts of quiet strength and speaking from her heart to guide others on a path of reconciliation in order to achieve this vision with many, many other Indigenous and non-Indigenous people in Canada. As a renowned Métis elder in Alberta, my mother has also been formally invited to open many federal, provincial, and local meetings with an opening or closing prayer. She has been at the forefront of several historical milestones of the Métis people in Canada, where she witnessed such events as the signing of the Canada-Métis Nation Accord with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Métis National Council President Clément Chauchier on April 13, 2017, and the formal announcement by Métis Nation of Alberta President Audrey Poitras on the overwhelming adoption of a new constitution by more than 15,000 Métis Nation of Alberta members on December 2, 2022. Following these events, I asked, "Mom, what stood out the most to you?" She replied, "The kindness and the respect I felt from the Prime Minister, the President of Métis Nation Council, and the President of Métis Nation of Alberta, Audrey Poitras," she said proudly.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.